Good morning. By the help of the Lord, we're going to endeavor to talk about the Church of God. The Church of God is special.
Yes.
Would you join us in prayer? We ask the Lord to bless. Our Father, we thank you for the Church of God. We thank you, Lord, that we have appreciation for. We ask that our appreciation will increase and intensify. We ask that you'll help us to value the Church of God. Please bless the message. May, Lord, there be words of enlightenment. Words that will clarify. Not everyone here is well acquainted with your church. Many things maybe they don't understand. But Lord, help us through your power and spirit to be able to show the church as it really is. Father, we ask you, the Holy Ghost will visit each heart, and there will be a clarity in the minds of people what the Church of God is, and that, Lord, each one of us will desire to be in it. Defeat anything that would come against this service or hinder any soul in any wise. May there be a true spirit of worship here in this service today. Although there are some absent from the number, yet we're thankful for the Holy Ghost that's here. And we ask you that in Spirit's power you will bless. In Jesus' name. Amen. One of the reasons that the Church of God is very special is because that it's the only one. Only one. In our Evening Light song book, page 11, it says, only one Church of God kept in His name. There is only one church that God recognizes. The universal Church of God. Are you thankful for her today?
Yes.
If you visit another so-called church, perhaps that can heighten your appreciation for the real thing.
Yes.
In Matthew, the 16th chapter, Jesus' own words, we'll start reading in the 13th verse, Matthew 16 and 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, For flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto you, unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. These are Jesus' own words, and his bold declaration,
yes,
that I will build my church. Notice who the builder is of this church. A special individual building a special church. Did you notice it didn't say churches, but it said church?
Yes.
Upon this rock I will build my church. A great building. Christ is the head of it.
Amen. Amen.
He is the builder, the master builder. He is the head of it.
Amen.
Thank God.
Christ, the head of his church. He doesn't hinge his decisions or have to clear them with Washington, D.C. The president is given so much authority, but there's some authority that he doesn't have unless Congress gives it to him. But Jesus is not that way.
Thank the Lord.
He doesn't have to clear his decisions with Washington, London, Rome. He didn't leave it to any pope to build his church.
Thank God.
Any government or any governing hierarchy.
Yes.
Any body of elders. But he was the builder himself. He is the builder.
Yes.
Not leaving it up to man.
Thank the Lord.
Praise God.
But he took it in hand himself. I will build my church. He is responsible. It is for his church. It is his own unique project.
Amen.
The church is Christ's project. And he is the builder of it.
Yes.
Yes.
He is the one. He is the groom.
Yes.
The church is the bride.
Yes.
And he adds to the church.
Yes.
Every soul that gets saved, the bride gets a little bigger.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, normally when a young woman's going to be a bride, and she sets her wedding day for June the 20th, and she's got a few little bulges and extra pounds around, and she decides, I'm going to slim down some before that day. I'm going to count my calories and try to drop off these bulges and these inches so that I can be trim and slim.
Yes.
A slim, trim bride.
Yes.
And the groom wants it that way, see? But not this bride. The groom wants her to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
It's just altogether different.
Yes.
He wants his bride bigger and bigger.
Yes.
Every time a soul gets saved, she gets a little bigger.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And these that are saved and waiting for the bridegroom to come.
Oh, yes.
One day he's going to come.
Yes.
He's going to come for his bride.
Yes.
Sure he is. And you know some bride and grooms, they plan where we're going to take our honeymoon. Some of them like to go to Hawaii. Some like to go to perhaps Colorado. Maybe some to California. But let me tell you, this bride and groom is going to honeymoon in heaven. One of these days, the bridegroom's going to show up to get his bride. And they're going to honeymoon in heaven.
Yeah.
That beats Hawaii. That beats Yosemite.
Yeah.
That beats Sequoia. That beats any place.
Amen.
And what is the definition of honeymoon? It's something sweet. And a moon is something that lasts something like 30 days. Maybe some of them don't last that long. Something sweet for 30 days. A honeymoon. But Jesus has something special.
The
songwriter said, when we've been there 10,000, not 30 days, bright shining as the sun. It'll still be sweet. You'll still be on your honeymoon with the groom. No less days to sing his praise than when we first. We first begun. Some people haven't even stayed together 30 days. But it's not going to be like this with our groom.
Amen.
He's going to take us to heaven.
Whoa.
To be there forever.
Yeah. Amen.
I know it's going to be Hawaii.
Yeah.
My sister can go there real cheap, and she's been there numbers of time, and she likes it, and she brought, they had a video of it, and it's something. Hawaii is something. But let me tell you, there's a place that beats Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
The Lamb is the light.
Yeah.
There's no darkness ever there.
Amen.
No shadow turnings even there.
Amen.
No arthritis. No seizures.
Amen.
No wheelchairs.
Amen.
No blinded eyes.
Amen.
Amen.
No gray hair and wrinkles. No cripples.
Amen.
No life bills to pay.
Yeah.
No social security taxes to pay. No business problems.
Praise the Lord.
The bride is going to be taken to some place that surpasses all of honeymoon places down here.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Want to go on a honeymoon with Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
When the groom comes for the bride. Oh, this bride is to be particular, though.
Yeah. Amen.
Brides, before their wedding time, maybe they even get somebody to help them get ready. Stand there in the mirror and prepared you so, and they don't want spots on their garment, and they don't want wrinkles on their garment. They want to be so-so.
Yeah.
Wow, this is something special. Oh, the church of God needs to keep herself pure,
yeah.
Clean,
yeah.
In good shape.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us today to be thankful for the church of God.
Yes.
Are you glad you're a part,
yes,
of the family of God?
Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Washed in the fountain. That's what makes you a member. A member in the church of God. Join air with Jesus. As I travel this side, you're a part of the family. The family of God. Being in the church of God is more than coming up and shaking the preacher's hand. More than putting your name on a book. What if the book catches on fire and they lose record? But it's better to have it enrolled in heaven. It's fireproof.
Amen.
Amen.
Enrolled in heaven. It's fireproof up there. And no man can get an eraser. If you don't pay your dues, out you go. No. If it's in heaven, it's there until you take it off.
Amen.
May the Lord help us. The people in the church of God is drawn out of different nationalities.
Yeah.
Different colors. But he's still a man of God.
Yes.
Yes.
It takes him in.
Yes.
Yes.
It's all different kinds of cultures.
Amen.
Backgrounds.
Yes.
God draws people out of him into his church.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he does.
Amen.
Do you know any other church that's like the church of God? No, you don't. Only one. All ages.
Amen.
Last week, Brother Bowman had a little boy that come up and bowed at the altar. I think Brother Brian's little son come up.
Yeah.
Sister Heather Reed was only 7 years old. Brother Charles Smith preached a funeral when he was probably wasn't even out of his teens. It draws young people, teenagers, young adults, older people. The church of God is for all of these. It's for those who are mentally retarded. Amen. Handicapped. The church of God is a soul-saving institution. It's a healing place for people with spiritual, mental, physical woes and ills. The church of God is to be a healthy institution where others can come in and receive help. And be blessed by God's people. Let me read something about the church. It's an exclusive. Yes, the church of God's exclusive. The church is the only institution dealing with ultimate issues. Death. Judgment, relationships, purpose, lasting priorities, meaning in life, identity, heaven and hell. The church of God is to address all of these issues. That's a broad spectrum, isn't it?
Yes.
The church provides perspective that gives dignity to mankind. And if an individual would get a hold of the teachings in the church of God, he would be a person with dignity, honor, and self-respect. This is to be in the church of God. The church provides a moral and ethical compass. A moral and ethical compass. And this compass is always to be headed heavenward. The purity and the holiness that is to be in the church of God should be taught and practiced in the church of God. This is the standard. Holiness. Is it right? Is holiness the standard of the church? Anything less is not the church of God. Holiness. The church of God is the only place to find true community, healing, compassion, and love. The people of God are a caring, sharing people. A caring, sharing people. Once more. A caring, sharing people. Get the message? They'll laugh with you. In a time of crisis, they'll cry with you.
Amen.
They love each other.
Yes.
Brother and Sister Clay didn't drive around 200 miles yesterday just because they didn't have somewhere to go or something to do on Saturday, did you?
No.
Why did they do it? They were carried.
Yes.
Sister Ruth, the little lady that usually sits right in that chair, grandson, was murdered.
Yeah.
And the funeral was to be yesterday. And Brother and Sister Cloud, I don't know how many things they could have been doing yesterday.
Yeah.
But they're sitting right up there in that funeral when it started. See?
Thank the Lord.
They drove something like 200 miles yesterday. To care.
Yeah.
To show their care.
Amen.
The church of God is a caring people.
Amen.
If we are not, folks, that's less than the standard too.
Yeah.
How many times have you been in a difficult place in life and the church, the people of God stepped in? Show the care. Show the love. Show their concern. You're a person of worth. You're a person of value. And we love you and we care. How many times in a trial, in a test, in a hard place, and your mind's been in confusion, troubled and upset and perplexed, and God just sent the right message over the pulpit.
Amen.
You said to the people the tape, I want that tape.
Yeah.
And you take that tape home and you play it and play it and play it. The church.
Meditate on it.
And meditate on it.
Yeah.
And get some strength every time you hear it.
Yeah.
That's so good, you just play over and over and over.
Yeah.
The church. Or is it a song that helps you through a battle? That helps you through a trial and test? Folks, it's time we appreciate one another.
Yeah.
It's time we appreciate the church of God.
Yeah. Amen.
May God help us to have a greater appreciation. Any that their opinions is sagging somewhat or lacking somewhat because of maybe hurts and disappointments, may through the power of God this message elevate your opinion of the Church of God. She's the most beautiful thing there is in this world. She's worth your investment.
Amen.
Amen. It's the best thing you can invest your life in. It's a good thing to invest your money in.
Amen.
It's a good thing to invest your time and talents in. The Church of God. The Church of the Living God. Oh, she's something, folks. Maybe your opinion of her isn't all that great. Well, keep it to yourself. Don't go around dumping your garbage. Don't go around dumping your trash.
Amen.
Well, don't keep it to yourself. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Ask the Lord. Lord, help my opinion of the church. Elevate it up in my mind. May I value it more. The church is wonderful. And I'm not overrating it. This is Jesus' church. I'm not bragging on my church. I'm not bragging on your church. I'm bragging on Jesus' church. And I'm not overdoing it. I wish I could do justice to it. It's His church. The government's on His shoulder.
Thank the Lord.
The church, like no other institution, has provided motivation for the lasting, unselfish, essential, courageous ministry on earth. It is this that motivates people. The cause of the Church of God and extending the kingdom that is to be the motivator in your life.
Yeah, amen.
Are you interested in reaching out? The first century Church of God was a moving church. Are we getting stale and stagnant?
Lord have mercy.
Stay in one place. Let's move. The Church of God is to be on the move.
Amen.
And there was people added to the church daily.
Yeah.
One day, 3,000 souls. Ooh, the bride got bigger that day, didn't she?
Yeah.
3,000 souls were saved. Just drawn out of sin and saved. They didn't have a pastor. They didn't have a handbook.
Amen.
They might not have had a songbook, but they had Jesus.
Yeah.
You have Him, you're in the Church of God.
Yeah.
You're born again.
Amen.
Oh, a wonderful church. All right, on down there it said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. A prediction. Whatever comes, whatever attacks my church, he's saying. This is Jesus talking. Whatever power, whatever plan. Is this true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whatever person attacks my church will not prevail against it.
Amen.
Are you glad for that?
Yes.
Let me tell you, the Church of God is the most secure institution there is in this world.
Amen.
Kingdoms can rise and fall. Governments can rise and fall. But not the Church of God.
Amen.
The gates of hell will not prevail against it.
Amen.
No person, no plan, no people will be able to prevail or overcome the Church of God.
Praise God.
Is he secure? Yes. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. Oh, Church of God, how do you see her? Is she bright and beautiful in your sight?
Yes, amen.
Is she as beautiful today as she ever was?
Yes.
Oh, the Church of God's still the church.
Yeah.
What was that song that Sister Tina said? Let the church be the church.
Yeah.
Let the people rejoice.
Yeah.
Lift up your head, Church of God.
Yeah.
Don't get it down.
Yeah.
Get it up.
Yeah.
Everybody in the Church of God's head should be up. Not just about to drown and go under, but up.
Yeah.
The gates of hell shall not prevail against this church.
Yeah.
She's established, she's secure,
yes,
and she's governed and controlled by her Maker.
Amen.
By her head, she is to get the orders.
Mm-hmm.
The hand's supposed to get the order from the head, aren't they?
Yeah.
The foot. Let's let the Lord be the head.
Amen.
The builder is the head. When you come to church, the body and the head are supposed to get together.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Body and head together.
Yeah.
That's the way He wants it.
Yes.
And if He tells you to do something, you better be doing it.
Yes.
You better be obeying the head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus is ahead of this.
Amen.
Thank God.
Yes, thank
for the church that Jesus built.
Yes.
The only one of a mother.
Amen.
He don't have any concubines.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Anyone He's flirting with.
Amen.
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 He's satisfied with His bride.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Oh, thank God today. Are you glad you're in the Church of God?
Yeah.
Or if you get out and go to some of this other, you should be glad to be back in the Church of God chapel.
Yeah.
Say amen, Sister Betty.
Yes, amen. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
I was in one yesterday. My, my, my. What a difference. What a difference. The only one.
That's right. Amen.
The only one.
Yes, Lord.
A little more in closing. May I challenge you to be loyal to her.
Amen.
Loyal to the Church of God.
Yes, Lord.
You know, something can happen in an individual's body. And cells can be produced that goes all haywire.
Yeah.
And they can cause what they call cancer.
Yeah.
Disloyal. Something goes wrong in the body. And it causes a disharmony.
Yeah.
And a cancer can develop within an individual.
Yeah.
And start eating on the very vital parts of the body.
Amen.
Brother Murphy Allen had a cancer on his face, and it ate and ate and ate away at his face. This brother Buzzard in West Virginia had a cancer.
Yeah.
Cancers can just eat away. Something become disloyal in the body.
Yeah.
And started eating away the very vital life of it.
Yeah.
Some words of warning. Don't allow anyone who's disloyal in the body.
Amen.
Hear me good?
Amen.
To eat away.
Yeah.
At this body.
Amen.
To say critical things in your ear that will cause the body. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
To be less attractive.
Amen.
See? When the body gets a great big old cancer up here, a brother in Oklahoma just had a big mass of cancer on the top of his head. It was disfiguring.
Yeah.
It was an ugly sight to look on. Don't allow anyone to eat away at your respect.
Amen.
And your regard.
Amen.
For the church of God.
Amen.
It'll cause the body.
Yes.
To lose its attractiveness.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know many people have been that way.
Yes.
They've allowed something that somebody said.
Yeah.
Or somebody did.
Yes.
And even some have gone so far to separate themselves from the body.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lord.
They're no longer around us. May you be challenged this day.
Yes.
Yeah.
To pray for all church hurts.
Yes.
For those that have split away.
Yes.
And with their own direction, pray for them.
Yes.
That the body will have a healing.
Amen.
And a coming together.
Yeah.
All.
Amen, Lord.
Church splits. Where people split away from the body. There needs to be a restoration.
Yes.
A reconciliation.
Yes.
A coming back to the body.
Amen.
Do you want it that way?
Yes.
Every true child of God should desire unity.
Yes.
Amongst the people of God.
Yes.
There's something wrong with an attitude. And we just separate, and nobody cares about it. Well, if that's the way you want to be, just go on. God's church. Those who have left it need to come back. Need to be restored. Reconciled to God and reconciled to the body. So may the Lord bless. I am thankful for the church of God.
Yeah.
I appreciate. And may God give me a greater appreciation.
Yeah.
For His church.
Yeah.
For His people. For His cause. In the earth. May God bless you.